Hello and welcome to the 30th episode of our show. I'm sure by now you've noticed that there are some significant changes to the show. We're no longer called Balm City Raiders. We're now called Living in Balm City. I kind of felt like the show was pigeonholed a little bit, and I kind of felt like I wanted to branch out and have a little more fun and cover more topics than just Pokemon Go. We still will have classic episodes, you know, where we go and drive around and we play Pokemon Go and we pick on each other and generally have a good time. But there will also be episodes of the show where I come up with new and inventive ways or reasons to record our show. We may do things like have a group of people play Cards Against Humanity and how we pick on each other there. And sometimes I feel like my friends are funnier than the actual cards are. That being said, there will always be inappropriate topics. There will always be probably cuss words and people picking on each other. But I just kind of wanted to cover some things about Amarillo. Well, so today on the show, I'm going to talk about Amarillo drivers. I know I've complained about them on the show before, and I know that other members of my group have done the same. Well, there's a problem that a lot of them have in common, and that is when they go to interject onto the interstate, they go really slow. I mean, we're talking 15 and 20 miles an hour. Okay. Why would you go 15 or 20 miles an hour to get on the interstate where everybody's going 65 to 75 to even 85 in some places of the state? Why would you do that? I always think, my gosh, if they went to a bigger city like Dallas or Houston, they'd get run over. People don't stand for you driving slow to get on the highway. For the love of something, get up to speed, you know? Get to at least 60. I mean, holy cow. Why would you go so slow? Anyway, you know, there's that. But then there's also people that just drive slow for the sake of driving slow. You know, when it's 30 and you're going 15 and you're making terrible decisions like not putting on your blinker to get into the other lane, or you're just slamming on your brake for no reason, or you're stopping at a green light. Who are you protecting? I understand that there are some people that, you know, need to be cautious. I mean, I am a cautious driver. I would say I'm a cautious driver. Some of my friends might pick on me right now if they were here and tell me I'm not. But I'm a lot more cautious than people think I am, because I look when nobody else notices that I've looked. I mean, that's that simple. I mean, I even taught my niece how to drive, and she did the same. That was actually something that was noted in her driving test, was they try to make out that she didn't look enough. But I taught her how to stealth look and quick look so that you could look as many directions as possible before you, you know, drove out onto the street or before you made a left turn. You know, I can't tell you how many times that's rescued me. Well, so I used to coin this phrase called driving slow yet dangerous. Somehow, Amarillo drivers have mastered the art of driving slow but dangerous. I don't know why, I don't know how, but it just happened. And, you know, I've driven in bigger cities. I've driven in Dallas. I've driven in Baton Rouge. I've driven in Jacksonville. I've driven in Oklahoma City. I've driven in a lot of places. And these drivers are some of the slowest yet most dangerous drivers that I've ever encountered. And, you know, and that's saying something, because, I mean, why would you say somebody was slow and dangerous if they weren't just being, you know, the fact that they're driving so slow, it endangers other drivers. And the fact that they're driving so slow, they make horrible decisions that put other drivers in danger. It's a lot. You know, and that's probably why I've had, you know, 8 car accidents in the last decade. You know, and before y'all get on to me about me needing to, you know, be more defensive or whatever, it's really hard to be defensive when you're not even moving when some jerk hits you. You know, I actually got front-ended in my last car accident, which literally means that I was sitting at the stoplight and there were cars all around me, so there was nowhere for me to go. And when the light turned green, the person in front of me put their put their car in reverse. I didn't even, the car wasn't even in reverse. It was in drive because their taillights were red. And when they let off the brake, I saw the backlights come on and they smacked right into me in a split second. I literally had no chance to react. And it was so bad that I wound up having several people pull over on the side when I stopped and told me that if I needed a witness, that they would gladly be a witness because everybody else saw that the idiot backed up and hit me. And it wasn't even that bad until they continued backing and then my hood buckled. So, I mean, wow, you know, like what is going on with the city of Amarillo? You know, I don't know. I attribute it to the fact that Amarillo is still kind of a small city. And let's face it, small towns don't always have good drivers either. I'm not saying I'm a good driver at all. I am not. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to, you know, make out everybody else is bad. I'm just saying that we need to work on it, y'all. We need to work on it. And that actually loops me into another topic that's been kind of weighing heavy on me, is there is a lot of homeless people that are getting run over lately. We've had two hit and runs for sure. And it's literally because the person is on the side of the street. You know, I mean, one of them was avoidable. Okay. One of them was the guy, a few weeks ago on the corner of I-40 in Georgia. He was standing there holding a sign and a young, teenager, I guess, accidentally jumped the curb and hit him and struck him and she ran. But I mean, you know, a lot of people might run in that instant, but you know what happened? She actually pulled over down the street and she called the police herself on herself. So, I mean, it might have at first been, you know, she's a terrible teenager, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, she literally did come back to the right place and she did call. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what kind of punishment she's going to receive or whatever, but I'm sure it's manslaughter. And, you know, it's sad, you know, it's really sad because it wasn't just his life that was ruined. It was hers too, you know, and you always have to think about it from both sides of the token, you know, was she texting? Maybe, you know, some might actually be thinking right now, yeah, she probably was, but maybe she wasn't, you know, we don't know. We don't know the whole story. We don't know what happened. And, The other one that I know of anyway, the guy was in a wheelchair and he was homeless and I have encountered that man so many times. Literally, I've almost hit him. You know, I'm over there by Western and I go around the loop, you know, the loop around to go under the bridge. And there he was in the middle of the lane. So, I mean, I understand that mental illness is real and I understand that we need to work on that as a culture, as a society. But, oh my gosh, like this man was always in the street, you know, always in the street. Doesn't surprise me at all. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. You know, and once they do find out who hit him, which I'm sure they will eventually, because somebody's about, you know, bound to have some kind of conscience and come forward, you know, their life will be ruined too, just like his life and his family's life. And it's a mess, you know, it's a mess. And I know these topics aren't necessarily me having fun, but it is me talking about, you know, talking about Amarillo, and it's fun for me and it helps my mental health, not necessarily, you know, that the person is hurt, but that I can talk about it freely. So I'm part of a network, an emailing network called Nextel. And it's literally a service you can sign up with. Let me see. Let me get to that email address. Okay. It is actually amarillo-police-department@emails.nixtel, which is nixle.com. And you can sign up for their services, and you can get updates on crimes. You can get updates on vehicles that have been stolen. You can get updates on student crime stoppers. You can do all kinds of things, you know, and read about it. You know, they talk about traffic incidences. They talk about potential neighborhoods that might be under some kind of watch because there might be a known criminal in the area that is active at the moment. They tell you about SWAT team incidences. They tell you about just lane closures, like if there's an incident, not necessarily a car accident, but if there's a vehicle disabled. It's a pretty good service. I signed up for it. They even offer, basically it's kind of a weather thing where, if there's a big storm blowing in from Bushland, you know, it always blows in from Bushland when you live in Amarillo, it always blows in from Bushland. And, you know, they'll tell you if there's big hailstorms coming or if there's a tornado that touched down or something. It's really up to date too. It surprises me because I used to kind of expect it to be more like Twitter or Facebook when it came to what they offer, as far as our police department, fire department, things like that. But they're actually much more up to date. And that is really nice, you know, to not, you know, find out, you know, because I remember reading stuff from Amarillo's police department on Facebook, and they would say, well, we had a golf ball size hail the other day. And I was like, yeah, that was 3 days ago. You know, I needed to know about it when it happened, you know, before my vehicle was damaged, before my windshield was busted, that sort of thing, you know. And that's why I like Nixtel. And I'm not even being sponsored by Nixtel or anything. I just kind of wanted everybody to know about it and to sign up for it because it's a really good way to keep in touch with the community. I actually, when incidents happen out at the schools too, like if somebody brings a gun or there's a big fight or something that's involved with a bunch of high school students, you find out about it firsthand before it makes the rounds and before you're worried about your teenagers, you know, you can already know, okay, well, it happened. It's under control now. My kids are fine. That kind of thing. So it's perfect for that kind of stuff too. So Amarillo, huh? How about it? You know, we have some cultural things. We have Paladro Canyon, and we have the Cadillac Ranch. Cadillac Ranch, for the listeners that don't know, the Cadillac Ranch is a tagging park where you can literally go out with spray paint and tag away, and you don't even get in trouble for it. Recently, we had a pretty good artist come out, and they did a huge dragon on a few of the Cadillacs, because literally it's Cadillacs buried in the sand by their nose, or not sand, buried in the dirt by their nose. And people just kind of, you know, come out there and they tag it and they decorate it. And we had Rihanna come out one time, even though it was a political thing that she did it, but it's fine. You know, literally you can go out there, anybody go out there with a can of spray paint and make it happen, you know? So you might notice that I'm alone this episode. But basically, I just kind of wanted to get our show back out there and let you know that we're still here. It's just going to be kind of different. I'm probably going to have shows where I work only Uber Eats and I have Mary with me, which you might remember as Trash Panda. I'll have her with me and we'll drive the streets and I'll take you know, food deliveries and we'll laugh and we'll talk about stuff and we'll, you know, we might even play some Pokemon Go, you know, you never know. I just kind of wanted a free for all show because I'm part of another project called The Weird Files. And please listen to that because it's so good. We talk about ghosts and scary things and we talk about weird things that happen. As a matter of fact, on the next episode that we're recording, I don't think it'll be the next episode that is released, but on the next episode that we're recording, I talk about the Philadelphia experiment, which is a experiment where they were trying to make a battleship invisible to radar, and they may have accidentally teleported it. And I've always found this story fascinating. My dad told me about it years ago when I was little, and I daydreamed about it. Every time I watched an episode of Star Trek, every time I, you know, did anything at all that had to do with teleportation, anytime I learned about it, I would think about the Philadelphia experiment. So, you know, pop on over to that podcast as well and take a listen, because it should be good. Should be a good one. And I have an engaging co-host. Their name is Robin. And we talk about all kinds of things. My husband is there too, and Trash Panda, and just about anybody else we can rope into talking to us about anything weird, anything strange. Side note, this is actually the first episode of the podcast that was just me. And given the fact that everybody's always so busy, it probably will happen more often than not, honestly. Sidetrack, they're thinking about the fact that I'm the only person on this episode, so it feels weird because it's like I'm talking to myself. But anyway, there was a few things I wanted to cover this episode. One being the fact that at the corner of 34th and Georgia, there is a coffee place about to open, and I was almost certain it was a Dutch Bros. In fact, word on the grapevine was that it was a Dutch Bros. Turns out it's unfortunately a Scooters. And I cannot stand Scooters. Their coffee is burnt. Like, they have an acidic roast, even. Like, it's not good, okay? And I don't even know why they're building the second location, because, I mean, I never see anybody at the first location, which is on Bell. And I'm wondering if it's a mafia front now or something. Anyway, that's a fun little conspiracy and a side note. So anyway, I mean, that's really what Amarillo doesn't need, is another sugary, trashy, acidic coffee place. I know I won't be partaking in it. You know, I guess if they really want to be around, or if they have people that have, you know, that are loyal patrons, so to speak, I guess they can go. I mean, and me not going, that's my prerogative too, I suppose. So that's just my take on it. I think I was more bummed because I'm a Dutch Bros junkie. So I was kind of bummed about that. Anyway, so I also have some other things that I wanted to talk about that was kind of crazy, is that why is it that men like to think that they can tell me whatever they want to? Because I'm a rideshare person. I work for Uber and I work for Lyft here in town. And I've had some interesting encounters lately with people. One of them was, I headed over to Thai House the other day and I waited for the timer to tick. And then the guy never came out at first. And then I finally called him when it came time to, when the app makes you call them. And he starts griping at me about how I should have called him already. And I tried to explain to him that it was an app-based service and that I didn't normally call unless I absolutely had to. And he was really aggravated by it, but he did get in the car. And he had this teenage girl with him. And at first I thought she was his daughter, but then he started acting like they were friends. So I don't know if I trusted it that much, but I didn't really perceive that the child acted like she was in that much danger. And in fact, I was taking her back to her house. So he may have been an uncle or something. He wasn't being, you know, physical with her or anything. But anyway, he's talking to her quietly. And then he yells really loud, my name. And I'm kind of annoyed at this point because I could tell that he'd had some alcohol in him. And sometimes when people are under the influence of something, I get a little annoyed with them. So I said, what? And he starts to really lecture me about how what is not a proper response. And I really don't say anything. And then he goes, just out of the blue, how many kids do you have? And I say, zero. because I don't have any children. And he starts in with, oh, you're so selfish, blah, blah, blah. And so I get really annoyed at this point, and I just say, yep, I don't even defend myself. I don't have to explain to him why I don't have any children, and I don't have to explain to anybody why I don't. And he starts in with how selfish I am and how women don't want to be women anymore. And oh my God, it was a lot. Okay. So I sit there and I don't say anything. I just kind of let him rant for a little bit. Finally, this creepy person says, well, I could give you a baby, just saying. And I'm immediately pissed. And I tell him, I say, if you don't end this conversation immediately, you will be kicked out of my vehicle. This ride will end. And he is like, well, God, I guess customer service is dead. And verbatim, what I said to him is, your stupid boomer way of thinking is dead. And at this, you know, at this point, you know, if he's going to attack me as a woman, I'm going to attack his age too. Okay. So leave me alone, you know, like, no. So I got a hold of Lyft after I dropped him off, and Lyft deactivated his account. So you're probably wondering, well, shoot, why didn't you just kick him out? And I mean, that teenage girl, it was a little chilly. She didn't have a coat on. I mean, she was dressed appropriately, but she didn't have a coat on. And I just didn't want the girl to be lost out, because we were actually kind of out in the country a little bit up north of town. And I just didn't have the heart to kick her out too. And I mean, I probably would have compromised and taken just the girl and kicked him out. I probably would have done that. But luckily he stopped his train of thought, and he stopped his train wreck of, you know, what he was talking about. And I allowed the ride to continue. I probably shouldn't have. And when I think back on it now, I kind of want to, you know, be myself again and, you know, be there next to myself and say, no, stop this car and make him get out right now. But I didn't. I don't know. You know, why do men think they have to tell us that? Why does anybody think they have to tell us that? It's not just men. Women do it to each other too. You know, you're sitting there and oh, how many kids you got? Zero. Oh, okay. Like, oh, you're a pariah because you don't have any children. As a matter of fact, sometimes it gets so bad, sometimes people will invent children. At work the other day, I was talking to one of my coworkers, and she asked me, you know, what I was going to do for Elf on the Shelf this year. And I told her, I don't have any children. And she goes, what? I was under the impression you had a daughter. I thought you had a daughter this whole time. And I was thinking to myself, do I really come off as being somebody that has a daughter? And I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, but then she goes, well, you're just so good with kids, I figured you had a daughter. And I was like, wow, okay. I was stunned, you know, like why would somebody invent a child just because you're good with children? Like, okay, weird, you know? So, you know, it's kind of a thing, you know. I mean, why are we as women continuously, you know, it's you have to have children to be fulfilled, but you are or you're a monster, you know, if you have to work when you have them. You're letting somebody else raise your children. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. Why does society give us that much of a double-edged sword? I don't understand, you know. And then on the flip side, if a guy stays home and he decides to be a stay-at-home dad, then he's a freeloader, or he's just doing the easy job, or he's taking the easy way out or something. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I hear a woman say that, I'm thinking to myself, have you ever stayed home and raised children? It's not the easy way out. You know, it's not, you know, and I would probably perceive myself as being a feminist, but I'm not like the militant feminist that, you know, say that women, you know, are 100% don't need to be parents and 100% need to work. And, you know, I mean, I understand though that there is such thing as financial abuse, which I have a few of my friends right now that I'm dealing with that with them, but, you know, financial abuse is a monster, you know, because you basically are controlled. The man tells you what you can and can't spend the money on. You have no way out if you need to escape. I mean, because you have none of your own money. And I understand the need for that, you know, and I understand that there's different situations, because everything, just like everything else in life, it's a case-by-case basis. But I mean, it's like, why would you make a woman or want to make a woman have a child, but then, you know, mistreat her because she has to do things to take care of the child, like work or, you know, be outside the home for whatever reason. It's monstrous, you know, and here I am on a soapbox that I didn't mean to really get on, but I think it's just because the guy, you know, said all that to me, you know, and it was a lot, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot when I was there, you know, when you look back on it, it may not seem like much, but then, you know, when you were in that situation, it was kind of more, I literally wanted to yell at him that it was none of his business, you know, that I will have a child if I want to, or I won't have a child if I don't want to. And I certainly don't want a child from him, because I am happily married. And I have no interest in stepping outside of my marriage, even though I even told him I was married. He still was like, oh, well, I can give you a child. What? I mean, who the hell are you? Who are you to tell me any of that? You know? Ugh. And I'm not triggered, y'all. I'm not. I'm just, it's just something I wanted to talk about, you know? And I've noticed that happens a lot in Amarillo men, too. I used to go, you know, hit the bar scene and stuff, and I hated the bar scene. I absolutely hated the bar scene because, I mean, they were jerks. You know, I couldn't even, yeah. Do you know how many times I went out with friends and group of guys would buy a round of drinks for all the girls in my group that I was in. And when they came to me, oh, we forgot you. Okay, really? Just because I had, what, thick glasses? Because my hair might have been a little frizzy? Because I was overweight? I mean, you immediately looked at me and was like, oh, she's the ugly girl in the group. Don't give her a drink. I mean, wow. You know? I mean, luckily, you know, jokes on them. I've been married twice. You know, I have an ex-husband, you know, and I have a happy marriage right now. And, you know, jokes on them, you know, they thought they were getting more out of life by going for the, you know, the hot ones in the group, you know, and hey, you never listened to my character. You never listened to what I thought about the world. You never talked to me at all other than, oh, I don't talk to fat girls, or, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot a drink for you. Oh, how convenient. And I literally looked at one guy one time and I said, good thing I work for a living because I can buy my own drinks. Thanks. And I said it just like that. I mean, just like that. And oh, man. So anyway, I think I'm rounding down from this episode, and I kind of got, you know, got on the soapbox and whatnot, but you know, I should have, you know, ordered my thoughts a little bit better and everything, but I just recorded this on the fly because it was something I was thinking about. So go like, share, follow, subscribe to Living in Bomb City. The new email address is livinginbcitypod@gmail.com. Go check out The Weird Files. You can email them at theweirdfilespod@gmail.com. And you can also find them on social media as well. Go like, follow, share, subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Tell your coworkers about it. You know, it's just, you know, tell somebody, you know, about it all. You know, it's fun. You know, it's podcasts are crazy. It's crazy to me that some people still don't even understand how a podcast works or that they're free. You know, if you tell them, hey, go listen to my podcast, they're like, oh, well, I don't pay for a subscription service like that. I'm like, I didn't tell you to go pay for anything. I told you to go listen to a free show. That's what I told you to do. Anyway, so catch us on all the podcast catchers.
you know, Apple, CastBox, Spotify, do all of that. I'll be on a lot more episodes of just me. My husband obviously will make an appearance. Mary will be making an appearance. Maybe even Dark Prince and his new girl will make an appearance. So you never know, you know? Thank you, and thank you for listening, and have a great day.